In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're underwear, fingers and nose, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you lead. Oh, won't you come with me and remask you lead?
That's inappropriate! That's inexcusable! That I don't forgive!
Aloha, mud babies, pod people, and inhabitants of the planet Earth. It is I, your tiki leader, Steve Mudflap McGrew, coming at you live recorded in my cabin of my ship here. I'm on the silhouette, no, reflection. I'm on the reflection, and I'm somewhere out at sea. I will come into Santorini, Greece tomorrow. Yes, Santorini, Greece. Santorini. Say it with me. Santorini! And from this day and every day forward, you will say Santorini! And you'll say it just like that, too. Whenever somebody talks about going to Greece, and you'll go, did you go to Santorini? But that is our next stop on the cruise that I'm working. I'm going to be out here, and I'm going to miss Halloween. And by missing Halloween, I mean I'm going to miss October 31st at home. I'll miss handing out candy to the kids and seeing everybody dressed up at home. I don't know if they're going to do a Halloween thing on the ship. That would be very interesting if they did a trick-or-treat thing on the ship. You just go door-to-door, trick-or-treat, and it'd take like 15 minutes for the old people to get to the door. What do you want? Go away. We didn't have our light on. It would be interesting if they did do a Halloween thing. I don't know if they, maybe there's going to be a Halloween ball theme thing. Can you theme your balls? You know what I mean? the people on the ship, are they going to dress up Halloween-y or like a costume thing for the one night here on the ship? I wouldn't know if they have enough costumes or if they just do masks. You do see a lot of masks. We were somewhere here in one of the countries. Venice. It was Venice, Italy. That they have a ton of masks. All these stores just sell masks. And I was trying to figure out what the deal is about Venice and masks. I probably should Google, because now I'm saying this and everybody's going to go, of course, you ought to know that. Venice did that because, well, I don't know. But when I get done here and I get back and get free Wi-Fi in Santorini tomorrow, I'm going to look it up and find out why Venice is so into mass. I know it sounded like I was saying mass there, but I was saying masks. Doesn't that sound weird when you say it like that? Masks. Halloween masks. Some words sound, do you ever say something and don't think it sounds like, sounds right? Towel. Or is it just me in my weird kind of, I hear I have a country accent. Is that true? I don't hear my accent. I know it comes out harder on stage, but I don't think I do until I start hearing playbacks on shows and I, towel, masks. Oh, and it's not the first time I've heard this either. I had to cut some commercials again one time because somebody said, you're not saying the word H-U-G-E right. How do you say H-U-G-E? It's you're having a huge sale, right? No, we're not hearing. It's not huge with a U. It's huge with an H. Oh, excuse me. I don't say Houston right, apparently, either, because I'm from there, I grew up in that area, and I say it like most people that live there, Houston, Texas. Nope, it's not just Houston, it's Houston What? You're being pretty goddamn picky. It's Houston, Texas. It's the Houston Oilers. And you can bite my ass, okay? This is the way I say things. Well, now that I've said that out loud and I hear myself say it, maybe I should think about trying to pronunciate things a little better. Let me try this one. Houston, Texas is having a huge sale. I don't know. Did that sound right? Have you had anybody tell you that you pronounce, that you, let me try that again with these new lips. Have you ever had anybody tell you that you mispronounce a word? I've caught, well, I don't do it myself, but I have heard people say, oh, well, it's across the parking lot there with a T. You have to go across the parking lot. No, it's across the parking lot. I mean, I know I heard people say things like that, or people say the word Washington. What? How? There's no R in that. And Washington? I gotta go wash the windows? Well, I guess you do learn to speak from what you hear, and if somebody mispronounces something, or if you have a parent with a speech impediment, you're gonna start going, you know, when I go for some candy, what? Candy! I love candy. That's not how you say the word candy. It is too, because that's how my mother says candy. So apparently, when you want some candy, that's how you learn to say the word. That would be horrible, wouldn't it? Ew. Trick or treat, we're here for some candy. All right, I paused my computer there for a second because I ran out of thoughts, and I got to stop and think about things. Well, I went and got some coffee, and I came back, and I'm jacking around with the computer, and I found a clip that I had started to record, saved on the computer, must have found again, and kept recording, and then forgot about it. So I think what I'm going to do, so you're not confused, that's why I'm sticking this here, is I'm going to put the clip that I found on the computer into this podcast. And I would tell you why, but I actually say why in the clip that I found about the other clip that I found earlier. Does that make any sense at all? Not really. Well, here's the clip I found. I found this piece of podcast on my computer here. It looks like I started recording it back in Vegas. And I'm going to go ahead and leave it. There's some ideas that I have, some things that I, you know, good thought-provoking kind of things. And, you know, I'll just keep piecing this together on the ship here. Well, where I'm at today. I'm in Naples, Italy today. And I will, over the cruise, I'll keep adding to this little podcast, and I'll make it just a podcast pieces for one show. This part that you're about to hear was recorded in Vegas a month or two ago, and didn't realize that I didn't finish the podcast. So here it is. I guess what it's about the first 12, 13 minutes has all been through several days in Vegas. And when you get done with that, then I'll start adding to it on the ship here, and we'll just make it one big podcast, the Bits and Pieces podcast of Remasculate. Because sometimes I just get ideas, and I think I'll throw them down, and then it's not enough to do a whole podcast, and then I guess I forget about it. I'm like that. So here you go. It's a podcast. Podcast. Podcast's not even here. What the hell? I'm only drinking water. I swear. Here it is. It's podcast. I did it again. Podcast Bits and Pieces. Enjoy.
Well, check, 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 check to you guys. All right, the mic is back on. I am back here. It is much, much later. I thought I would get up and want to do a podcast. And I did when I went to bed last night. That's exactly what I wanted to do. But then as it turned out, I slept till almost noon. I returned a bunch of emails and Twitter. I'm addicted to Twitter. I'm sure some of you guys are too. Next thing I know, it's now 5:15 in the afternoon on Monday. 5:15 Monday. All right, let me just start this little bit of rant for the listeners. What day is this? I need to look at my, it's the 19th, 8-19. So if you're listening after the day, 8-19th, 2013 is not going to matter. Big Brother UK is over and done, and I didn't get to watch the episode. No, Facebook spoiled the bitch for me. I'm scrolling through Facebook on the feed, just looking at reading, you know, just the crap that I do. Oh, look, puppy pictures. Oh, great, another flower. Your nails are really pretty. Boom, UK winner of Big Brother. That's how it went down, like that. Just, and the winner is, ta-da! So unnecessary. I mean, don't you guys know that people watch stuff later? I mean, I don't know whether to be pissed off, because if I was somebody that was watching and following at the same time, that would probably be great, because that's what people do on Twitter. I do that on Twitter. Somehow it's made watching TV even more fun when you can watch a show and then tweet about it. You're going back and forth with other people that are watching, especially award shows. Award shows are great for that. You're like, you can make fun of the performer or what they have on or how bad they lip synced. But come on, Big Brother UK, or even Big Brother US, don't you tell us. Man, if somebody slips up and is an idiot on Twitter or Facebook and wants to go, hey, look at that, Sam won. Oh, but you guys were the official. Try to just keep it quiet for a little bit. Okay, I think I'm done ranting about that. I'm just annoyed. Does it annoy anybody else? Please, tell me it does.
Say it's not just me. All right, I am having some technical issues, and I don't know if anybody else is like this. Podcast equipment drives me up the freaking wall. Does anybody else have this stuff, like one day it works and the next day it doesn't, and then you don't know if it's the plug, is it the mixer, is it the adapter, is it the program you're using? Oh, is the computer running slow? Look, I hit record and it didn't. Oh, but wait, now it is. It jumped. Oh, now it stopped. Why did it do that? I have trouble with it. I just got off the phone with the girlfriend. She was having trouble with podcast equipment back at home. Does everybody have trouble with podcast equipment, or is it just me? I don't think it is just me. I think there's something in the podcast world that everybody is semi-frustrated. I know the other day I listened to one of the podcasts. Who was that? Jenna Elfman and her husband. They were talking about how frustrated they get at the very start of the podcast, how Heath's like, I know you get frustrated when the equipment's not right, but it seems to be the equipment is never right. What are you using? What works best for you? Please, you got to tell me. I'm finding out what does work best for me is my Blue Yeti microphone. That is the professional style microphone that I have that goes USB right into the computer. That seems to work best. Anytime I try to do anything through a mixing board, that's when I have my problem. Like something not turned up properly. Is the main too high and now it's causing the crinkling in the background? Am I getting too much fuzz because of the microphone itself? Is the cord causing an electrical hum? It drives me apeshit. That's why radio stations have technical guys or the producers. I liked it when I was at the radio station and I came in and I sat down and went, hey, good morning, everybody. It's 1:30. Here's the new one from Kenny Chesney. And that was it. That's all I had to do. Now I got to work my own little shit here and I got to figure it out because it is driving me apeshit. See, it doesn't sound as bad when I whisper, does it? Apeshit. Now, what I was going to say before I was so rudely interrupted by all the podcast gremlins that live inside this crap. Since I am here in Vegas, and I get off work, well, what time is it? 10:30, latest, after the show, 10:30. I've got stuff to do, like nothing. That's what I have to do, nothing. So I don't really like to gamble a lot, but I was walking around the casino and I saw a Dolly Parton machine. Yeah, a Dolly Parton machine. Now, I have to say I was sort of surprised to see a Dolly Parton machine because I worked with Dolly for like a year back in, was it 93, 94, somewhere back there. I was her opening act on the road. And Dolly is a sweetheart, and all you guys know this. If you Dolly fans know, she's so genuine. I love her. And she's so down home and so, you know, so country and so Branson and so Dollywood and so not Sin City gamble person. I was sort of shocked to see a Dolly Parton slot machine. And, you know, I didn't think much about it. I didn't play it. I walked around. So I decided after a show the other night that, yes, you know what? Maybe this is the omen. Maybe since I worked for Dolly Parton, maybe I should play that machine. Maybe that's something. That's good, right? I've seen people that do stuff like that, you know, like if their last name is, you know, Johnson and there's a J on the machine, they should play that. Or if they're, you know, if they're from New Mexico and there's peppers on the machine, that's probably a good sign. I should play, you know, the pepper machine because we have Hatch chili peppers from, what? Yeah, you see my point there. So anyway, I go and I play the Dolly machine and right off the bat, boom, $78 on a penny machine. Okay, I know that's not a lot, and I even make fun of that in my act. You know, that's, ooh, look, I made a few dollars. So, because you really come to Vegas to gamble. You come here to win, and you only win big if you gamble big. I know that. Everybody that brings their happy ass here to Vegas knows that, but I'm just not like that. See, gambling is like putting in a $100 bill and going, oh, please, Jesus, I need some of that shit back. That's taking a gamble. But I thought, it's the Dolly machine. I'll put in $5 and boom, $78. All right, I cash out. I'm thinking like, ooh, that was a good deal. Dolly was my saint. So the next night after the show, I'm thinking, you know, that Dolly machine paid off. I probably ought to do that again. So I go down. This time I put in $10 because, hey, I'm already a winner. I'm up $78. So I put in the money, and the machine's great. We played for a long time. There's a lot of stuff on this machine. There's a lot of things that just bonuses and extras, and look at the wild cards, and it's a fun machine. I have to say, Dolly, you did great with the machine. This time, the machine pays me $100. 100 buckaroos. 100 pounds if you're British. 100 quid if you're still British. It paid me off. And I was like, yes, yes, Dolly. Thank you, St. Dolly. That's $178 I've got out of this machine. Cash out. Walk back to the room. I'm happy. All right. So 2 days go by, and I think, you know, I haven't been playing any other machine. I should go down there and take a chance on Dolly again. So I do. I go down after the show last night. I put in $20 because I'm a winner. I've already won $178. Why shouldn't I gamble on a 20 this time? So it ate my 20. All right, good. All right. Fine, you know, it can't be a winner every time, but I trust the Dolly. I put in another $20 and play. Hey, look, boom, bonuses. Oh, look at that, 1,000 bonus points. That's 1,000 pennies. All right, the machine's working again. I'm going to do all blah, 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 blah. Doesn't win again. Not one winning hand after that. Eats another 20. So $40. Now I'm $40 down. What the? This can't be like this. I'm going to be a winner. This will pay off. Dolly loves me. Nope. Lost another 20. $60. What the hell, Dolly? I thought we were friends. I thought we were pals. You're supposed, because I'm thinking, you know, I haven't worked for her in years. She was still paying me the other night. I'm mad at her now. This bitch ought to be, and I don't mean that Dolly bitch. I meant this machine bitch. Dolly's not a bitch. Love you. And I will always love you. Dolly. So it's not you, it's the machine. So I stop right there. I quit. I think that's it. I'm taking my money and I'm leaving. So now I'm down. But I want to go back and play tonight. I'm just not sure. I'm not that big of a gambler. I may try,
but I don't want to lose money. I'm at this point in my life, I don't have money to just throw away like an idiot. Might go down there and start back where I did. Just slip in $5 and cross my finger, cross my leg, cross my toes, cross my balls, whatever I need to cross, and hope that Dolly bestows her blessing on me one more time. I got to go get ready for tonight's show, and I will be back. All right. I know this podcast has taken a while, but hey, I only do one a week, so you guys will be happy when this one finally comes all together. All right. I'll be back. Okay. I have to say, it is almost a week since I tried to complete this podcast. I've actually done another whole complete podcast since I started to piece this one together. I sat down with another comic, local DJ here in town, here in Vegas, Gooch. He'll be on the podcast next week, this week, whenever. But trying to piece this together, I got all distracted and got away from it and had things to do. I had other podcasts to go do while I was here in Vegas. And now it's kind of falling apart on this one. But I got too much good stuff already on this, like complaining about podcast equipment and the Dolly machine and all that. So I want to leave it in. I'm just going to keep putting this together. And at one day, this will be like a bits on the side kind of thing. You'll get a whole podcast. But as of right now, again, I got to go get ready for the show. Don't hit stop just because I keep saying I got to go get ready for the show, because I'll be back and I will definitely add more good shit to the podcast. I promise. Scout's honor. Mahalo from Malta. That's where we were today. Malta. Not sure where that is on the map, but that's Malta. And I think they had Malta meal from here, and chocolate Malta, and Malta balls. All the jokes we made today, all the comics, John Payton, David Lucas, and I, as we wandered around Malta, we made Malta jokes. It was required. And now it's jumped an hour ahead. I thought it was only 1 o'clock, but it turns out it's 2 o'clock in the morning now on the ship. I've been laying here in bed watching Prime US, one of the on-ship channels. And it's Bones. I've never really watched Bones. It's not a bad show. It's got that dude from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's an all right show. But it didn't hold my attention long enough that I didn't want to come over here and throw down a minute or two on the bits and pieces part of the podcast. Now, for those of you who have been to Malta before, you probably got off the ship and did other things. I myself got off the ship, went over to a little cafe called Brown's right here on the port, and sat there, drank 3 cappuccinos, had free Wi-Fi. And I think that's the selling point of every port on the Mediterranean, or any ship port, is free Wi-Fi. Walk around, free Wi-Fi. Tables are full. I don't know why the ships themselves don't, I can understand charging for Wi-Fi where you're at sea, but if you pull up somewhere, why don't you just all of a sudden turn in free Wi-Fi, and then we spend the money on coffee that we would spend off the boat to use their free Wi-Fi. That way you'd keep your own money on the ship. I know, it makes too much sense. For dinner tonight, we went to the Hard Rock Cafe in Malta, got a little table outside, and that's when we realized the free Wi-Fi signal was not as strong at the table. The force was not with us. So we had to move closer to the actual door of the Hard Rock Cafe there on the port and grab their signal. That's the way you choose places when you're out on the ships. Wi-Fi! The world needs free Wi-Fi! But I gotta say, dinner tonight at the Hard Rock Cafe, Malta, was very good. We, all three of us, Dave, John Payton, and I, chose this thing called the Texan. If you've ever been to one of the Hard Rock Cafes, you may know what it is. I didn't know, but I loved it. It was pulled pork, fried jalapenos,
and onion rings on a bun with spicy chipotle sauce. It was like a taste of America away from home. And did I love it? Yes. Did John love it? Yes. Did David love it? Yeah, David Lucas liked the burger, but said the coleslaw was nasty. I took a bite. My answer was, it's interesting. David laughed and goes, okay, yes, interesting's a good word. And I said, it's not unedible. And he goes, no, but it is interesting. I ate mine. He did not. So my review for the Hard Rock Cafe in Malta is, I liked it. I enjoyed it. And the free Wi-Fi is good if you sit close to the door. That's going to have to be it for tonight because I got to get back to bed. It's, like I said, after 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm tired. Listen to the way I'm talking here. I'm almost slurring my words and I don't even drink. So, good night, dudes, dudettes, mud babies. Oh, chat at you later. Don't know where we're going tomorrow. It's a sea day. And I will sea day you tomorrow. Ciao. Hear that rumbling? That's the ship's thrusters. Good morning. It's the next day. It's, what is this? Wednesday. You can hear that rumbling. Yeah, the ship now is pulling into Santorini. That's right. I'm in the town of Donkey Poop, Santorini. I hope you enjoyed that little extra clip there that I found on my computer. That was, as you probably heard, several pieces that I put together and then forgot about, and there it was. I gotta remember to do these things all at one time or finish a week's worth of podcasts all at one time and then it's done. So I forget sometimes when I'm out here. I get distracted. Oh, wait a minute. I need to back away from the mic. That got a little loud. But the thrusters are going, and I couldn't tell what you're hearing and what you're not hearing. So I've got to go out and take a small boat, up to the island of Donkey Poop, the Isle of Donkey Poop. And I'll go find the free Wi-Fi, and I will upload this show. It's beautiful here today in Santorini. The sun is shining, and it's gorgeous. So I will pack my little backpack up with the computer, and I'll go run upstairs to the 14th deck, the Ocean View Cafe, grab a little coffee, and then I will hit the island and find the free Wi-Fi. As I said earlier, that's what you live for on these ships, especially when they charge 75 cents a minute for Wi-Fi. 75 cents a minute! You would think in this day and age, oh, look, thruster stopped. You would think in this day and age of satellite and worldwide T-Mobile gives you the world, that they would find a way to get either really cheap Wi-Fi or free Wi-Fi for the people like myself that have to work on these ships and to do these podcasts that kind of promote the ships. Because this ship, seriously, celebrity ship, this is like enjoying one of the best cruises of your life. I've turned on a couple friends to it. Matter of fact, one of my dentists, Dr. Duranko, he is on another ship here in the Mediterranean at the same time I am. And they went and they saw the pictures on my Facebook, and they were like, it's beautiful, we gotta go. So we're promoting, they should help us promote. You know what I mean? If I could be doing Instagram pictures of this, you'd be going, oh, look at that. We should book a cruise on Celebrity. So help me make them understand that when I'm out like this, I'm their travel writer. I'm their little podcast of entertainment. You know, yeah, I joke about the donkey poop in Santorini, but seriously, it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. And the last time I was here, I ate some of the best food I've ever had in my life at a little cafe that up on the cliff. Did I just say cliff? Across a cliff. Oh my God. And, you know, it's a great place and you would enjoy it. So I don't mean to sound like I'm ungrateful that I'm on these cruises. I just wish the Wi-Fi was free. I need to be connected. Chunky. tapping a vein. Gotta have my internet. Yep, gotta have my internet, and I gotta have my free TV. Well, that's the other thing on this ship, is the television. Oh, leaves a little bit to be desired. Yeah, this is the day of digital. Digital. Slap a satellite dish on top of this big bad mother, and we can all have DirecTV. How about that? Can we do that? That would be great. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So, I've watched an episode of Antique Roadshow like 3 times now. I don't even know. It's just, you know those shows. This is a piece of art for the 1800s, and I would like to say thank you for bringing this in. Yeah, this is an African mask, and after consulting the other appraisers on the show, we have come to the conclusion that this mask is worth, are you ready for this? Somewhere between $1,000 and $15,000. Wow, I did not expect that. No, we want to say thanks for bringing it in. You've made our day here on Antique Roadshow. Yeah, I've watched that one like 3 times. And the movies, they're new movies, but you guys know that I have a press pass, so I go see a lot of screeners, a lot of the movies before they come out. So a lot of these movies that they're showing on the ship, I've already seen! See, if I had the free Wi-Fi, I could be watching Netflix and watch anything I want to watch. I need my connection. I need my Wi-Fi connection. That would be Swedish candy! All right, I gotta go. Hey, before I do, I want to remind you that if you're in Denver area, if you're not, and you need LASIK, look up my guys at Cudarelli Vision, Dr. Cudarelli. And if you need some, like a tooth filled or a tooth pulled or a teeth replaced or whatever you need to do with your teethuses, to get a hold of my guys at Stanley Shores Dental Group. They're the best. Dr. Stang, Dr. Jarenko. And as I always like to say, dang, Dr. Stang, because it just sounds funny, doesn't it? Dang, Dr. Stang. Get a hold of those guys. Stanley Shores Dental Group. All right, I'm out. I got to go over to Santorini and get some free Wi-Fi. Until then, remasculate. See ya.